You're listening to SBS News.
The meeting between Defence Minister Richard Marles and his Chinese counterpart, General Wei Fenghe, at the Shangri-La Dialogue in Singapore went for 1 hour, after a diplomatic freeze between Australia and China lasting 2.5 years. Mr. Marles has disclosed some details about what was discussed.
It was an opportunity to have a very frank and full exchange, in which I raised a number of issues of concern to Australia, including the incident involving Australia's P-8 aircraft on the 26th of May, and Australia's abiding interest in the Pacific and our concern to ensure that the countries of the Pacific are not put in a position of increased militarisation.
However, Mr. Marles is downplaying the prospects of a long-term resolution.
We want to take this in a very sober and very deliberate manner. You know, we don't underestimate the difficulties that we've had in our bilateral relationship.
Professor John Blaxland of the Australian National University is an expert in international security and defence studies. He speaks about the future relationship in a similar vein.
The fundamental differences between Australia and China are enduring, and China does not seem to be interested in fundamentally altering its approach to Australia.
The government is calling on China to be more transparent. General Wei is talking up China's military power.
Since the building of China's nuclear force, China has developed its capabilities for over 5 decades. It's fair to say there has been impressive progress.
General Wei made further remarks, mainly directed at Australia's chief ally, the United States.
If you want to talk, we should talk with mutual respect. If you want to engage, we should seek peaceful coexistence. If you want to cooperate, we should promote mutual benefits and win-win results. However, if you want confrontation, we will fight to the end.
Professor Blaxland again.
No other power in the world has expanded its military like China has in the last 2 decades. And no country in the region has expanded commensurately in response.
And US Defence Secretary Lloyd Austin has delivered his own speech, which one senior Chinese military officer called confrontational. He says the United States will do everything it can to manage tension with China and stand by Taiwan.
As my friend Secretary of State Blinken has also noted, we see growing coercion from Beijing. We've witnessed a steady increase in provocative and destabilizing military activity near Taiwan.
Sunil Awosti, SBS News.